Who are you? My name is Erido. The woman bowed deeply, scooping up the bags at her side. I come bearing lunch and lemonade. Erido strolled through the front door, and Kate moved aside as though she had extended an invitation. She was almost positive she hadn't. I appreciate that, but... I'm sorry, who are you? Erido set the grocery bags on the wooden island in the center of the kitchen and began to unload items. She handed over a large container of Kate's favorite brand of lemonade. I'm a muse. Put this away, would you? She did as the woman asked, trying to decide if she'd heard correctly. A muse? You're amused? Erido chuckled. I am now. She pulled out a container of hummus, once again Kate's favorite brand, and set it on the counter. Then she took Kate's hands and squeezed them gently. No, Kate McManus, I'm your muse. You're blocked in a big way, worse than ever before. She broke into a grin so radiant Kate had to return it, her heart pounding that the most exquisite woman she'd ever seen was holding her hands. And I'm here to help you finish that book. Chapter 2. Help? A horrible thought occurred. Wait, did my publisher send you? Erido's laughter was as rich and warm as her touch. No, don't worry, I'm a freelancer. She shot Kate a playful wink that weakened her knees. This is between you and me. Kate frowned. That sounds expensive. Not at all. Turning back to the groceries, Erido opened a package of pita bread and turned the oven on low. My compensation is the sensual, erotic story you'll create, the beauty of the words you'll choose. She poured one glass of lemonade, then another, then put the second container of lemonade inside the fridge beside the first. The emotions you'll stir in your readers. That's all the thanks I need. Clearly, this woman was a lunatic. A strangely flattering idea began to form, one more than a little unsettling. Does that mean you're a fan? Your stories are lovely, Kate. Just lovely. Hardly effusive praise coming from an obviously obsessive stalker. Who else would track her down and present herself as Kate McManus's own personal muse? Kate edged toward the knife block, images of Kathy Bates and misery flashing through her mind. Why do you assume I'm blocked? Because it's my job to know these things and help those who need it. She put a couple of pieces of pita bread on a baking sheet and slid it into the oven. And honey, let's be honest. You need my help, do you not? Okay. Now standing next to her full collection of cutlery, Kate wondered whether to brandish one and demand that the woman leave. She hadn't done anything overtly threatening yet, except be crazy, of course. And she had brought groceries. Who told you I was having trouble? Nobody had to tell me. I've felt it for weeks now, and I can't take it anymore. Erido leaned against the counter and folded her arms under her generous breasts. The angst, the self-loathing, the worrying about your deadline. If you only could channel all the energy that you put into self-flagellation toward your novel, you wouldn't need me at all. Defensive in the face of such judgment from a total stranger, Kate said. Who says I need you now? If I walked out the door right this minute, you'd go back to your computer and write something? Kate didn't answer, somehow knowing Erido would call her out for lying. How exactly do you plan to help me? To start, by making you lunch. Erido pulled the tray of now warm pita bread from the oven, which let Kate admire her form-fitting red dress. The skirt clung to her utterly delicious ass, tantalizing Kate with the promise of what lay beneath. Erido's dark hair came to just below her ears, cut in a bob that straddled the line between adorable and sexy with head-spinning ease. Standing in the middle of her kitchen fixing her favorite snack, the woman was heaven personified. Had Kate fallen asleep or hit her head while showering? Whether this was a dream or a delusion, she just hoped it ended in sex. She drank some lemonade to hide her